The connection between a healthy mind and nutrition. The connection between a healthy mind and nutrition runs deeper than most of us often acknowledge. Many of us have experienced a moment when we realized that what we eat matters more than what we feel in our stomachs. We know that instinctively, stress drives us toward comfort foods, and a heavy meal leaves us feeling sluggish. We are now beginning to discover, through modern research and ancient wisdom, that the foods we choose shape our emotional landscape and clarity of thought just as much as they shape our bodies. This is not about striving for perfection with rigid eating rules. It is about recognizing how we nourish ourselves physically and the consequences it has for our mental and emotional health. Do you not know that you are a temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16, NASB. The body and mind work together. Western medicine separated physical health from mental well-being, operating on the assumption that they functioned independently. We treated the body with nutrition and exercise, and addressed the mind with counseling and medication. This division does not reflect the reality of how God created both aspects of our bodies. Our brains require fuel to manage thoughts, regulate emotions, process memories, and maintain focus. If our diet lacks essential nutrients or relies heavily on processed foods and unhealthy fats, our brain will struggle to function at its best. Diets high in refined carbohydrates promote inflammation, which impairs brain function and worsens mood disorders. Our gut produces most of the serotonin that regulates mood, sleep, and appetite, meaning digestive health directly influences our emotional state. This inflammation contributes to cognitive decline and worsens symptoms of depression and anxiety. When inflammation is reduced through better nutrition, it's not a quick fix, but a pathway toward improvement. More research is being conducted daily to establish a link between inflammation and mental clarity. Christian counselors have been trained to recognize that caring for mental health also requires addressing the whole person, and this includes what we consume. Stewarding our bodies acknowledges that God designed us so that physical choices affect our mental and emotional being. Neglecting our nutritional needs is one way we work against our capacity for peace, clarity, and emotional balance. Studies comparing traditional diets, such as the Mediterranean pattern, with typical Western eating habits, have shown that people who follow a diet rich in vegetables, fruits, grains, and fish have a lower risk of depression. This wasn't a slight difference. It represented a substantial shift in mental health based on food choices. We don't have to follow a strict diet or eliminate entire food groups, but we do have to understand that what matters more than the individual meals are the patterns. When food becomes the problem instead of the solution, what we eat and how we feel have a relationship that moves both ways. Mental health struggles can lead to changes in how we eat, and poor nutrition contributes to worsening mental health challenges. An appetite can be dulled or driven towards sugar and comfort foods by depression in hopes of temporary relief. The reality is that symptoms worsen over time for both the mind and the body. Eating patterns can be disrupted by anxiety, which leaves some people unable to maintain regular meals, while others turn to food to manage the overwhelming emotions. This results in a cycle that is difficult to break without recognizing both sides of the situation. Someone who is struggling mentally may find it difficult to make intentional food choices because it feels like one more impossible task. Christian counselors help individuals facing depression or anxiety understand that dietary changes, along with other treatments, provide meaningful support, removing obstacles that complicate recovery. We can make good choices and rely on God's help for restoration. "For I will restore you to health, and I will heal you of your wounds," declares the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17, NASB. Building a healthy mind through daily choices. Lasting changes do not require overhauling our entire diet overnight. This change requires minor, consistent adjustments that will grow into significant improvements over time. We do this by eating regular meals that will prevent blood sugar drops that trigger irritability, fatigue, and difficulty concentrating. Whole foods, which provide vitamins, minerals, healthy fats, and fiber, help our minds function well. Complex carbohydrates maintain steady blood sugar and stable moods, while lean proteins supply amino acids necessary for regulating thoughts and emotions. Omega-3 fatty acids support brain structure and reduce inflammation. This means that choosing foods like cold water fish and some nuts helps reduce inflammation. Brain function and emotional regulation will benefit significantly from these anti-inflammatory properties. All of the choices we make, even the foods we eat, matter to God. No matter what we do, it should be for His glory. Whether then you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, NASB. Dramatic dietary changes typically backfire because we cannot maintain unrealistic standards. The goal is to progress toward choices that support our mental health. Small, manageable changes can lead to an overhaul of our eating patterns. Even water is essential for our overall health and hydration. Mild dehydration can affect mood, energy, clarity, and thinking. God designed our bodies to need consistent fuel throughout the day, not the feast or famine pattern most of us engage in during the workday. These patterns leave us running on empty for hours at a time. Making informed choices about food and water requires intention but leads to better overall health. The spiritual dimension of physical care. When we care for our bodies, it affects our minds and spirits. God did not create us with disconnected parts. We are whole beings, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, that work together. Neglecting our physical needs while expecting to thrive spiritually and emotionally misaligns with how we're designed. Being exhausted or malnourished makes it hard to engage fully in life. Good nutrition allows us to live fully and to serve more effectively. When we see things from this perspective, nutrition shifts from a burden to an opportunity. When we change eating habits, we often find deeper patterns in how we relate to stress and emotions. Food carries meaning beyond nutrition, including comfort, celebration, and identity. To make change, we must acknowledge these connections. When we experience difficult emotions, we tend to reach for foods that provide temporary soothing but lead to long-term problems. We must learn to recognize these patterns without judgment. This process takes time and often benefits from support. The connection between a healthy mind and nutrition isn't about guilt or shame. It's about understanding how our food choices influence mental well-being. Each meal is an opportunity to choose foods that support our health. There will be some days that are easier than others, but what matters is the overall direction and the gradual shift toward patterns that serve us better. He leads us toward a healthy mind and body. Little by little, choice by choice, we can be transformed. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. Romans chapter 12, verse 2, NASB 1995, You Can Change. The connection between a healthy mind and nutrition isn't just a discovery or trend. It is how God designed us to function as a whole when He created us as physical beings. Professional treatment for mental health challenges doesn't replace choosing foods for a healthy mind. It provides another pathway toward wellness. Small, consistent changes can turn into meaningful improvements as we add more whole foods and eat regular meals to nourish our bodies and minds. This is an act of stewardship that honors the body and mind that God gave us. We desire to move toward patterns that support a healthy mind. We are making choices that serve us well and bring fresh chances to nourish our bodies each day. If you want help with ways to make healthier choices, a Christian counselor on this site can help. Connect with the team to learn how to get started today.